How do you stay in touch with people throughout the company?
It takes a lot of getting around. You have to see people and not get too involved in too many extracurricular activities and all the other gravitational pulls that exist in the business world. When you meet people face to face, you've got to project an accessibility that you can get on an elevator and actually have a conversation with someone, or go to an employee cafeteria and talk with people, or stroll a floor of a building and connect with people. I make it part of my schedule to do that. I was in Orlando recently, where we have over 60,000 people. I couldn't touch every one of them, but many of them knew I was there, because I was out seeing people and getting around, and that's a good thing. 1. Show you care. 2. It gives you an ability to hear people.
Let's talk about hiring. How do you do it?
Carefully. I try to get to know someone, and I obviously use references as an important guide as well. Warren Buffett, who is the largest shareholder of Capital Cities, ABC, and someone I am fortunate to have both known and learned from, is fond of saying, "When you hire someone, you look for brains, energy, and integrity. And if they don't have the third, integrity, you better watch out, because the first two will kill you." And so you obviously want to hire someone who's smart, and you want to hire someone who has energy, because that's required in many of these jobs. But integrity is the most important factor. So getting to know them, getting under their skin to the extent possible, becomes important. And I also look for qualities in people beyond that. I love curiosity, particularly in our business, being curious about the world, but also being curious about your business, new business models, new technology.
Give me some examples of questions that you would ask to get to know somebody, or in an interview.
I don't have any tricks. I try to learn more about a person, what he does outside of work, his family, what their interests are. Someone with too many interests is usually faking it. But you can quickly determine whether they've got a couple of interests, or one in particular that they're really passionate about. Passion suggests some level of curiosity, by the way, too. That is an important quality. I try to determine whether someone is interested in new technology, because technology is changing our businesses right before our eyes, particularly consumer behavior. And if you're not curious about technology and its potential impact on your life, then you'll have no clue what its impact might be on someone else's life. I don't discount nervousness, because everyone should be a little nervous when they're interviewed, particularly if a job is important. But I like someone who's got an ability to look me in the eye and communicate effectively, even if they don't know me.